You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Sokoski. A new exhibit at Art Rage Gallery brings the current photography of Shane LaValette into the same room as historic photography from Marjorie Wilkins, both of them photographing Syracuse in the area where Interstate 81 now stands, but at different times. The New York Civil Liberties Union has a display of archived documents relating to I-81, also as part of the exhibit. It includes maps, newspaper articles, and state documents dating back to the early 1900s. Art Rage is the exhibit's third and perhaps final stop. The NYCLU's Lanessa Chaplin says the organization has brought this exhibit to different areas of New York.
We brought it to Albany for Lobby Day, and we had a workshop and a panel on I-81 and the effects on I-81, and we thought it was important to bring it to Albany because this is a state issue, so we don't want to just localize it here to Syracuse and also bring attention to it. So right now, this is our last stop. So it originally premiered in Albany on Lobby Day, and then we took it to New York City, and we did a presentation there for 3 days. Part of the ACLU 100, which is our national organization. And so every state was where they came to New York City, and we got a presentation and we decided to present on I-81. And now we're here in Syracuse for the week-long exhibit. So I don't know, we're thinking about ways in which we can keep moving this around. So, but for now, this is our last stop.
A shadow cast, Interstate 81, will close on Saturday, but while it's in Syracuse, there will be a number of events that accompany the exhibit, including a film screening on Tuesday, a panel discussion on Thursday, and a closing reception on Saturday. For more information on this and other local news, you can visit our website, waer.org.